Hi, this is Olive Norvell with Jazz 88 and MPS Voices. I'm so excited to be here talking with the one and only Kamasi Washington. Washington's new record is Fearless Movement. It's out on May 3rd, and he'll be coming here to the Fitzgerald Theater on May 11th. Kamasi Washington, thank you for taking the time to chat with Jazz 88. Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. I wanted to ask, before the serious questions, I was just watching Street Fighter's Moss, and I'm super curious, would your last meal be spaghetti?
See, I mean, in Street Fighter Moth, that wasn't going to be my last meal. So, but I do like spaghetti, so I could have spaghetti as my last meal.
Do you have another that you think would definitely be the one?
My last meal. Some really good pasta could be, that could be good, you know. Oh man, that's a hard one. Maybe either that or maybe like some really good gumbo.
That sounds really good right now. Sorry, back on to serious questions. So this won't be your first time in town, nor is it your first tour, but I imagine you'll be seeing some new faces on the Fearless Movement tour. What kind of comments have you heard from people after hearing you perform for the first time?
I get a lot of different people. You know, I feel like everyone kind of has their own, takes away something different, you know, when they hear music and when they hear me. But you know, some of the cool comments are like, it felt like it was a concert that they were a part of themselves, you know. And that's what we try to do. We try to create a vibe and a space where we all are kind of creatively connected, mm-hmm. and you know, we're creating, you know, with the addition of the energies of everyone that's in the room. And that's when I feel like we have our best shows. And that's when it's the most fun for us, you know?
Well, researching for this, I was asking a bunch of friends and family about you because I had only known The Garden Party, I think, shortly after it was released, which I loved, by the way. Amazing song. But it amazed me how many of them remarked on your special approach to jazz. You're definitely loved in my circle. Some of them mentioned hearing something almost futuristic, not only in your playing, but your presentation. What do you think that comes from?
Well, I mean, I definitely spent a lot of time, you know, staring out in space and imagining far off places. You know, I feel like music is timeless, especially when it's kind of true. And I try to make my music as true as possible. I try to like really just express what I have in my heart. And with that, I feel like, you know, we're all human beings, even people who lived 100 years ago or who will live 100 years from now. And so, you know, to me, when you really are kind of tapping in, like I was saying before, when the music is really connecting, you know, it can feel like it could have come from anywhere, the past, the present, or the future. So I guess that's why I would, you know, so your friends are probably living in the future too. So so that's where they're hearing the music from, you know.
Do you have a planet that you would like to visit someday?
Whatever the closest planet that has life.
That's a really good answer. I just watched Becoming, and the music was incredible. It was so immersive. I absolutely loved it. And for those who don't know, Kamasi did the soundtrack for Becoming, a documentary about Michelle Obama. In fact, you were nominated for a Grammy. How is composing a film similar or different to an album?
It's different. It's very different. I mean, for me, when I make an album, I'm really kind of searching in the void of the universe to figure out what I should do. And when I'm writing music for a film, I kind of have a very particular specific goal. And, you know, it's usually, you know, in all the cases that I've written film music, well, most of them have been for other people's films. And so in that, I'm really trying to get into the head, into the dream, into the vision of the filmmaker. And so I'm trying to create the music that will best, you know, kind of almost act as a frame for the story that's being told. When I wrote the music for Becoming, you know, I felt like it was such an important story, you know, the time that Michelle Obama spent in the White House with Barack Obama. And I was really trying to get into the energy of her life and the moments of her life that she was sharing. And so almost like, you know, finding the songs that would have been on the radio if there was a radio on during those moments of her life, you know. And so that's pretty different than when I'm working on an album and I'm just really kind of just searching into the, you know, into the deep parts of my own consciousness to find something that is, you know, kind of touching my heart in that moment.
And you did a very, very wonderful job. It definitely felt like exactly, yeah, what you'd hear on the radio. I loved it.
Oh, thank you.
Would you ever, this is sort of on topic, would you ever consider making a movie either about your life, about something you're interested in?
I mean, I have a bunch of stories that I have in my head. I'm actually working on a ballet right now that has a really cool story, and so yeah, one of those stories could end up being a movie. I mean, a movie about my life. It'd be pretty much a comedy, but I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe later on that could be interesting.
If you did make a movie about your life, do you think you would compose it, or would you get other people to compose it for you?
I'll probably compose it myself. That would be fun. I mean, it's like, you know, why have someone kind of guessing what's going on in my head when I can, you know, guess for myself?
I'm Olive Norvell with Jazz 88 and MPS Voices. We're chatting with Kamasi Washington. His new record is Fearless Movement, and Kamasi will be here in the Twin Cities at the Fitzgerald Theater on May 11th. So you went from Hamilton High School Music Academy to UCLA, where Young Jazz Giants formed. You've collaborated on several albums, released multiple of your own, and now here you are. Fearless Movement is on its way, and you're going on tour. How do you keep your energy up?
Well, you know, I mean, I really love music, and so it's a bit of an obsession, you know. And I feel like most m musicians that really love music kind of have that same thing. It's almost more like, you know, how do you maintain some level of balance rather than how do you maintain a love for music. So for me, I mean, the music is so powerful, and it's such a it's such a gift to my spirit that I don't really have trouble kind of maintaining a desire for it.
One last question for you, and thank you again so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
When you announced Fearless Movement on Instagram, you captioned the post, "A celebration of music, dance, and the ever-changing maze of the mind that makes us who we are." I was wondering if you could speak on your mind's maze, specifically with creating this album.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes in the maze of our minds, we have a direction that we think is the direction we're going to go, and then something comes along and kind of changes that. And that was a big point of inspiration for this album. I recently became a father, and you know, like I was saying, like music can be a very consuming, very kind of like a life work more than just like a job work. And you know, I was definitely in that category where like music was like in the forefront of my life, and my life was mainly about, you know, kind of building myself up, you know, gaining knowledge and understanding to put into my music. You know, that was just kind of like how I lived my life. And you know, when my daughter was born, all of a sudden, you know, those things weren't the most important thing to me anymore. And she was the most important thing to me, or most important aspect of my life, I have to say. And, you know, that could be kind of concerning for a musician. You start to have thoughts like, am I going to lose something? Am I going to lose my edge? Am I going to like not have the same connection to music? Am I not going to be able to create the music that on the level that I want to create it on? And you know, I kind of had to make a decision to kind of accept or reject this feeling I had that I wanted to make my daughter the most important part of my life. And so I accepted it. And in that, you know, I was kind of enlightened and surprised and pleasantly surprised that it actually made my connection to music better. It made it stronger. It made the music that I was trying to create come out more easily, actually, than when I had it as my focus. And that was a very important lesson to me, because I feel like so much in life and in the world and as a society, as a global society, we kind of know where we should go and know what we should be doing and know it, where we want to be, but we're afraid to let go of where we are. And because we're afraid of losing something that we have. And you can't move forward, you can't evolve, you can't grow without letting go of the place that you're in. And I was just like a very enlightening, reality that I came to in my own life that, inspired me as I was making the music for this album. And so that's where that whole idea of the fearless movement, it's not just about the dance element, which is something that I just musically was kind of into at that moment, but the more inner meaning, which was, that, we're in a space and this time where it feels like, just as people, we need to move forward. We need to change. We need to grow. And we're going to have to let go of the ways we had before if we want to get to where we need to be.
That's really beautiful. Thank you, and congratulations on being a father.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.